Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started on the no half step in hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you'll learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you're getting educated about the show, click on that merchandise tab. That's going to take you straight to our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, all of our different special event logo t-shirts, and so much more. All the gimmicks you've come to know and love from the Renegades of Puck, they're all still in our online store. All of those gimmicks include socks, wall art, throw pillows, bed sets, and so much more. We've sold out so that you can buy it. Stick caps, love and respect to everyone who's picked up some merchandise as of late. Social media is of critical importance to this independent hockey operation, and you can help us out. It doesn't take you but a second, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Please, on social media, you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and also on TikTok. You can find us on YouTube for Renegades of Puck TV, and thank you to all of our new subscribers. We have certainly noticed, and we certainly do appreciate each and every one of you. Our behind-the-scenes live stream channel is on Twitch, and of course, our audio podcast can be found on numerous platforms. Just search Renegades of Puck on your preferred platform today, or let me give you a couple of examples. Google, Spotify, Stitcher. That's just a couple. We are on numerous audio platforms. So again, please just search Renegades of Puck on your preferred audio platform today. Venmo is how you can become a sponsor of the show. Just search Renegades of Puck on Venmo or scan the QR code that's currently on your screen. Thanks to generous Renegades just like you, we've been able to make significant upgrades throughout this entire season. And we are looking to make some significant upgrades coming up here after the playoffs over the summer as we get ready for the next season of Renegades of Puck TV. So even a dollar goes a long way to helping this independent hockey operation. So please give today if you can. And thank you, Stick Taps, love and respect to each and every one of you who has supported the Renegades of Puck independent hockey coverage based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Now, it's time for the no half step in hockey coverage, so let me deliver the goods. It's time for operation number 738. That's right. Time for show number 738. And at this moment in hockey history, the Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fifth place in the Central Division after 74 games scattered. They have an overall record of 37-29-8. They have 82 points. Their next game will take place at Bridgestone Arena. That's on home ice, so their home record is 18-14-4. They've scored 206 goals. They've given up 219. Their goal differential is minus 13 on the season. Now, the Nashville Predators' next opponent happens to be in the Central Division, so let me go ahead and go right to their record. St. Louis Blues are currently in sixth place in the Central Division. They're getting 75 games this season. They have an overall record of 35-34-6, 76 points on the season. On the road, 19-18-1. They have scored 247 goals on the season. They've given up 276. Now, for the rest of the Central Division, let's start with the top and make our way down. The Minnesota Wild are in first place with 97 points. The Dallas Stars are in second place with 94 points. Colorado Avalanche are in third place with 94. Those three teams are locked in and secure. Nobody has clinched yet, but it is a 9-point separation between third place Colorado and fourth place Winnipeg. So you are very much looking at a three-team round robin to see who is the winner of the Central Division, and then the other two teams that don't win the Central Division will face off against each other in the first round of the playoffs. I mentioned the Winnipeg Jets at 85 points. Well, the Nashville Predators are 82 points, 3 points behind Winnipeg. The Nashville Predators have skated in one fewer game than the Winnipeg Jets. That has been something we have been talking about for weeks now. The games at hand is just about evened up. St. Louis is just behind the Nashville Predators with 76 points, and then little e next to Arizona, little e next to Chicago, and that little e is creeping up on St. Louis here very quickly. When it comes to the wild card race, yes, the Nashville Predators are still very much alive and in it, but they are have to do quite a bit of work if they want to overcome now a team in front of them, plus get into the wild card itself. Seattle in the number one wild card spot, Winnipeg at 85 points, Calgary is 83, and then you'll find Nashville at 82 points. So the Preds now would have to jump over Calgary and displace Winnipeg from the number two wild card spot if they have any hopes of making the playoffs. Now, for the Nashville Predators, it is just about the end of the regular season schedule. I cannot believe how quickly it's gone by. After this game, Monday, the Preds will be in Dallas to finish up the regular season series with the Stars. Tuesday, back home to take on Vegas. Thursday versus the Carolina Hurricanes on the 8th of April at Winnipeg, and on the 10th of April at Calgary. Now, the Preds and the St. Louis Blues are closing out the regular season series. It'll be the fourth regular season meeting between these two Central Division rivals. Let's go all the way back to October the 27th when the Nashville Predators defeated St. Louis Blues 6-2. It was Matt Duchene with three assists. Philip Forsberg matched with three assists of his own. Roman Josi had a goal and two assists for three total points. And UC Saros got the victory. 33 out of 35 was his stat line. Then we go to December the 12th when the Nashville Predators fell 1-0 in St. Louis. That happened in overtime. UC Saros was 23 out of 24 in the game. Bennington got the shutout, 25 saves. We go to the 19th of January when the Nashville Predators were in St. Louis again, and they fell this time 5-2 in regulation. It was Ekholm and Sissons with the goals for the Nashville Predators. UC Saros took the loss, 28 out of 33. Now, for this St. Louis Blues team, sixth place, of course, Central Division, basically eliminated at this point. And the St. Louis Blues, we will take a look at their most recent stretch of hockey, small sample size of five games to determine how this matchup is going to go. On the 23rd of March, it was a 4-3 win at Detroit. On the 25th, a 6-3 win at Anaheim. On the 26th, a 7-6 loss at the LA Kings. Then a quick one-game homestand on the 28th of March, a 65 overtime win versus the Vancouver Canucks. And on the 30th, that was tonight, it was a 5-3 win at Chicago. So as of late, this St. Louis Blues team has been doing all right on the road. Now, the NHL matchups and the rankings between these two teams, when it comes to goals for, the Nashville Predators are 2.72. That is 28th overall in the league, while the St. Louis Blues, 3.23, is 15th overall in the league. 247 goals for is actually quite an impressive number by the St. Louis Blues. When it comes to goals against, 2.93 by Nashville is 12th best in the league. 3.66 for St. Louis is 26th overall in the NHL. And shots for category, the Preds have struggled to generate shots on net, especially as of late. 29.7 for the season. That's 24th overall in the league. In the shots for category for the St. Louis Blues, 28.6 on net per game. That's 28th overall in the NHL. Shots against, Nashville gives up a whole bunch of them. 33.5 per game. That's 27th overall in the league, while St. Louis also gives up quite a bit. 32.4. That's 24th. Special teams, not a whole lot to see on these two power plays. The St. Louis Blues are the 19th rated power play in the NHL. 20.6 is their conversion rate. The Nashville Predators have the 28th rated power play in the NHL. 17.2% is their conversion rate. When it comes to penalty kill, now the Nashville Predators do have some impressive stats to look at. Ever since the All-Star break, this unit has been red hot. 11th overall in the league for the season. 81.6% kill rate. 46 power play goals on the season for the St. Louis Blues. 74.5% kill rate. 27th overall in the league. Now, Injuries, of course, have been plaguing this Nashville Predators team for the last couple of weeks, and I'm just going to run down the list. Yossi is the only one of these that I think we have the even potential of seeing back in the lineup in the next couple of games. Forsberg, Carey, Parson, Duchesne, and Johansson, all of them out for quite a bit of time. Now, when it comes to individual statistics and scores, we always take a look at the top five for each team and the expected goaltender matchup. So let's talk about the home team Nashville Predators. So many of these players that are at the top of the scoring list for the Nashville Predators are currently out injured for the Preds. The captain, Roman Yossi, has 18 goals and 41 assists, 59 points. Unfortunately, right now, out day to day. Matt Duchesne, 22 goals and 34 assists for 56 points. That's where he'll finish for the season because he is out week to week. And, well, you know, the season's just about over. Philip Forsberg, 19 goals and 23 assists for 42 points. Also out of the lineup. Tommy Novak, 14 goals and 20 assists for 34 points. Glass, 12 and 18 for 30 on the season. UC Soros now 29, 21 and 7. Those 29 wins are eighth best overall in the NHL. That's quite good for a team that's been in fifth place for quite some time now. 917 save percentage is fifth best in the NHL and 2.75 goals against average. Taking a look over on the other side, the visiting St. Louis Blues, Kyrou, 34 goals, 35 assists for 69 points. Bukinevich, 25 and 41 for 66. Thomas, 17, 46 for 63. Shen, 21 goals, 30 assists for 59 points. And Falk's got 10 goals and 34 assists for 44 points. Bennington's already had success against the Nashville Predators this team this season with a shutout on the season, 25-25-5, and 8.91 save percentage, 3.41 goals against average. Numbers not very impressive, but he has certainly managed to maintain against the Nashville Predators, especially in their earlier meeting this season. That's got you all set up for the Nashville Predators and the St. Louis Blues on an early afternoon start at Bridgestone Arena, end of the regular season meetings between the Nashville Predators and the St. Louis Blues. I'm sure, though both of these teams are for the most part out of the playoffs, it will probably still be quite an intense game on Saturday afternoon at Bridgestone Arena. Rebirth Sports full game recap coming up next. We're going back to Pittsburgh to talk about the Nashville Predators versus the Penguins.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
It's now time for the Rebirth Sports full game recap. We go all the way back to March the 30th of the year 2023 when the Nashville Predators were in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Afanasyev is on the first line with Glass and Tomasino, Sherwood, Novak, and Evangelista. Trenton, Sissons, and Smith, Asplund, Jankowski, and McCarron make up your fourth line. John Hines deploys his defensive pairings in the following way. McDonough and Fabro, Barry and Luzon, Gravel, and Foot. UC Saros gets the start in net. We are 1:31 into the first period. UC Saros comes with the save on Joseph. It's the first shot on goal of the game at 3:27. That's when Jari clocks in, makes a save on Jankowski. That's the first shot on goal for the Nashville Predators. 4:31 of the first period. Gensel off the box. 2 minutes for high sticking. Jari comes up with a save on Novak. Then Jari follows that up with a save on Tomasino at 7:35 of the first period. Joseph's off the box. 2 minutes for cross checking. UC Saros has to come up with a shorthanded save here on Archibald, plus his follow up strong save right here to maintain his balance, his focus, and his tracking throughout the situation. Jari, though, on the continuation of the power play, would have to come up with one big save on Trenton. At 11:03 of the first period, Saros comes up with a save on Zucker at close range off of the rush. 13:45, Saros, another save, this time on Granlund. 16:25 of the first period, Tomasino's off the box, 2 minutes for tripping. Saros has to come up with a save on Letang, plus Crosby's jam and tuck attempt at the post. So UC Saros is able to get the skate there and prevent the scoring opportunity. 19:37 of the first period, it's Jari coming with a save on Evangelista's backhand after a sick stick handle to evade the D and get himself wide open for a good shot. We hit the end of the first period. Pittsburgh out shooting Nashville 17-11. UC Saros otherworldly in the first period. 16 seconds into the second period, it's Dumoulin's off to the box. 2 minutes for interference. That's where Jari's going to come up with a save on Dante Fabro. 5:05 of the second period, Jari comes up with a save on Luzon. 6:50 15. Evangelista is off the box, 2 minutes for holding. You see Soros is about to be dialed in. Soros comes with a save on Malkin, then he comes up with another save on Raquel. Then Pittsburgh is swarming around the net, and the Nashville Predators, they are able to hold, but they're only able to hold because of all of the work that UC Soros is doing right here. 10:17 of the second period. We're at the midway point of the game, and Jarry's coming with a save on McDonough. 10:38, Jarry another save on Sherwood off of the rush. 11:59, Soros back to work, a save on Crosby off of the rush. But at 14:15 of the second period, Zucker's 26th goal of the season breaks the 0-0 tie, giving Pittsburgh a 1-0 lead. It was a redirect at the top of the crease and a wide open net, two really good passes, and then just simply a stick blade down on the ice and an easy redirect into the net for Zucker's 26th of the season, gives Pittsburgh a 1-0 lead. 18:22 of the second period, Soros comes with a save on Dumoulin. 19:17, Soros, a save on Mikhail Granlund. Yes, that Mikhail Granlund is actually shooting the puck, apparently. 19:58 of the second period, Soros comes up with one more save on Dumoulin here in the second period. We hit the intermission. Pittsburgh has a one-goal lead. The Pittsburgh Penguins on the shot clock, though, a much bigger advantage. 31 shots on goal after two periods, while the Nashville Predators have 17. So the Preds only able to generate 6 shots on goal in the entirety of the second period. We go over to the clean sheet of the third period. We're 2:01 in. UC Soros is coming with a save on Granlund. I believe that's for the third time in this game, plus the rebound follow-up by the Pittsburgh Penguins. 3:36 of the third period. Soros comes up with another save on Crosby. We are at the 7:41 mark of the third period. Soros comes up with a save on Ricard. Raquel's 2-on-1 scoring opportunity. 8:47. Jarry comes up with a save on Tomasino's breakaway. And at this point, he's absolutely overthinking it. Too many moves going into the slot area. Had a perfect opportunity. Shoot, maybe even get an opportunity at a rebound, and a jam, a stuff attempt, something. But he was overthinking it way too much. He closed off his own time and space and opportunity and just didn't even get that good of a chance off. We go to 9:17 of the third period. Soros comes with a save on Mikhail Granlund at 12:55 of the third. Foots off the box. 2 minutes for roughing in. Gensel is cashing in immediately. His 34th goal of the season makes it 2-0 in favor of the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was a back post tip in off of Crosby's feed. Crosby takes it down the half wall and just works and looks and looks. Perfect pass, stick blade down, redirect into the net. 40th shot on goal goes into the net, giving Pittsburgh a 2-0 lead. At 16:58 out of the third period, Tommy Novak's off the box. 2 minutes for slashing. The Pittsburgh Penguins didn't do a whole lot with this power play, but they did kill off 2 minutes. So by the time the Nashville Predators were able to get to the 6-on-5 scoring opportunity, very limited zone time, very limited desperation time for the Pittsburgh Penguins to have to defend. And honestly, the Pittsburgh Penguins closed this game out like a very professional team. They certainly had much more experience out there on the ice in closing out games, and the players that they have on their roster and available to them right now. So the Pittsburgh Penguins close it down like pros there in the final minutes, quietly ending this game 2-0, and they outshoot the Nashville Predators 45-28. Yes, the Pittsburgh Penguins end up generating 45 shots on net, 17 in the first period and then 14 in the third period. UC Soros made this game seem very reasonable and very respectable for the Nashville Predators. Pittsburgh Penguins fighting for their playoff lives, well, they went a long way to helping with that today. While the Nashville Predators scrapping and clawing to remain relevant in the wild card race, well, today, that's another pretty big hit in the category of them not making it in that direction. That was the Rebirth Sports full game recap. Only 2 goals scored in the game, but there were some interesting things to pull out of it. There's certainly some things to discuss and some analysis of the Renegades of Pucker jumping in the trenches next, and I've got some thoughts coming up right here on the Renegades of Pucker podcast right after these short messages.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
UC Soros was 43 out of 45 in this game. 17 out of 17 in the first period. And he kept the Preds in this game as long as possible. I've got to tell you, it sure is a treat watching UC Soros play in net for the Nashville Predators. Now on the season, 29 wins. Again, that's 8th overall in the league. 21-7 is the rest of the record. 9.17 save percentage is 5th overall in the league. 2.75 goals against average for a team that is on the outside of the playoff race that is already into a rebuild mode. I wonder if it's going to catch more attention, especially what UC Soros did in Boston. Of course, those East Coast games get plenty more notice and plenty more attention, so I wonder if that game got a lot of notice. I know they did. 17 out of 17 here in the first period, and again, he kept the team in it as long as he possibly could. Both of the goals for the Pittsburgh Penguins were just absolutely expert goals. Malkin helped set up the first. Crosby directly sets up the second, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are able to come away with the victory. UC Soros, though, was simply tremendous yet again in this game. No goals for the Nashville Predators, and it's pretty simple. You can't score when you can't get out of your own zone. The Preds were awful tonight in zone exits, defensive zone exits. They couldn't do anything right. They couldn't make the right small passes. They couldn't dump it down the wall at the right point in time. Pittsburgh just kept finding themselves opportunistically in the right places, and that's just good, experienced, veteran, smart hockey. They pinched on the wall when they needed to, and they jumped in the passing lanes at other times exactly when it was necessary, and they made life a living hell for the Nashville Predators trying to break out of their own zone. The Preds simply had no fluidity to their offense for the entirety of the game because Pittsburgh kept them in their own defensive zone and struggling on the breakout. On the rare opportunities that the Preds did get out of the zone, they were able to generate some good scoring opportunities. They all seemed to come off of the rush, though. Pittsburgh kept them hemmed in and did not allow them outside their own blue line, and Pittsburgh continuously turned that puck over and then right on net, right on UC Soros, right there bringing the pressure. So you can't score if you can't get the puck out of your own zone. And one of the reasons Nashville Predators failed to really get going in this game was the failures on the early power plays. Two power plays early in the game. As a matter of fact, the Pittsburgh Penguins generated momentum off of those penalty kill situations. The Penguins had the better scoring opportunities on both of those, and then coming out of those situations, the Penguins would go on a power play, and then they would start generating the momentum, and they really started picking up the offensive steam the rest of the first period, and of course for the rest of the game, because they would have gone to win 2-0 and control in the majority of the game. So those power play opportunities early in this game were a real miss for the Nashville Predators. Now, Luzon, both of them damaged in this game. It was Fabro leaving the game for a while after blocking a shot with the hand area. Wow, we just saw it with Matt Duchene, and it's so tough to watch. Putting the body in, making the sacrifice there in the D zone. Luzon also would get injured a little bit later on, so both of those players missed time in this game. For the Nashville Predators, they just can't seem to catch a break. Every game, somebody seems to end up incurring some type of injury, and it is that time of year where bodies are starting to break down, and frankly the marathon is just about to its conclusion for this team, and a lot of the players are starting to have those significant physical breakdowns. Fabro hit by a shot, Luzon also injured in this game. Both players damaged. Tough night again for the Nashville Predators on the injury front, and still a lot of fight in this group. They're too green for the situation. The Pittsburgh Penguins fighting for their playoff lives. Their leadership group is multiple time Stanley Cup winners, multiple time individual award winners, legends, Hall of Famers, whatever you want to say. It applies in a positive way to the, and in a negative way to the Pittsburgh Penguins. You can say an awful lot about that group, but what you know for a fact, they've been together for a very long time. They're incredibly successful. They've won Stanley Cups. They've won division championships. They're on an incredibly long active playoff streak, and right now they're holding the last wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, fighting for their playoff lives. How many more seasons do those legends have together? How much of a run could they make, even if they are a wild card two team? It's something you never know. And the Nashville Predators, right now, the lineup that they put out there against that Pittsburgh Penguins team, too green for this situation in this time of year with the stakes as high as they are. Both teams fighting for their playoff lives. You saw, if you watched the television broadcast, the number of games experienced that the Penguins top six forwards had over the Nashville Predators top six forwards. I didn't write it down because I didn't want to copy their work, but it was an impressive number, and it's a reason that the Nashville Predators roster at this moment in time too green for this situation in Pittsburgh. But they're getting there, and then they certainly proved it the other day in Boston. They can get the job done, just couldn't generate the offense in this game. Let's go talk to Brian Baston from ontheforecheck.com. He's got more than the numbers you need to know. He's got more than the charts you need to see, filling in as analyst one for me here on Renegades of Puck TV. He's one and only Brian Baston. You can find him on Twitter at Brian Baston. You can watch his report right now here on Renegades of Puck TV.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Well, despite another just absolutely incredible effort from goaltender UC Saros, the Nashville Predators were unable to solve the Pittsburgh Penguins. But when they, to get started, they actually looked pretty good in the first period, which is a welcome change from what we've seen recently. But they just ran out of gas. And again, once again, we saw the inexperience of this team and the youth of this team, not being able to come together to be able to keep up with the much more veteran roster of the Pittsburgh Penguins. In fact, the team has changed so much, especially just from opening day, that it's almost, and in most measures, even statistically, a completely different team. And being a completely different team is going to be the topic of tonight's One Big Stat. Now, we've all heard the statistics, and we've heard the things about how many players are still on the roster today, on the active roster that played in the opener. And, again, it's not pretty. There's a lot of loss, but when you want to look at the value of these players, or how much quality, how much skill or scoring is being left out by injuries or trades, it's, there's a lot of ways to measurement. You can look at goal production, you can look at point production, and so on, however. But one of the best ways that I know to kind of evaluate on a whole team basis is using goals above replacement, or GAR, as we like to call it. Now, again, as usual, I'm using Evolving Wild statistics. They provide a pretty in-depth model with an explanation you can find on their website, which is a really great resource for anybody, whether or not whether you're fully interested or not in statistics. But let's talk about just how different. So on opening night, Nashville had a total team goal above replacement of plus 27. Which is very impressive. I mean, it probably ranked right around the middle of the league at the time. But this was a team that was basically, comparing them to an AHL team, which is basically the ideal level of replacement. They would score about 27 more goals than replacement. So not too bad. They did peak quite a bit, actually, at the beginning of the year in 2023. In January, on that first game on the third, the team peaked at a total goals above replacement of plus 33. But as we know, things changed, and they changed rapidly. As the calendar turned from January to February, we started seeing the injuries start to pile up, and we saw massive drops in team GAR in that time. Just in fact, the difference between the beginning of February and February 13th. They had fallen all the way to just plus 15, which 2 months earlier, again, was plus 33. And then we start to see more and more happen, with Matt Duchene kind of being one of the last of the high-performing veterans that was left. But then he left the game a few games ago, and starting with the Boston game just earlier this week, Nashville finally passed the threshold and now has a negative team goals above replacement of -3. And it's pretty ugly looking at it now. They lost 24 of those just in the players that are injured. Now, they did actually, it wasn't all bad. I hate to say it that way, but players like Mikael Granlund actually leaving actually helped the Predators, because Mikael Granlund sits right now currently in the bottom 10% of the NHL, one of the, you know, easily the worst performer on the Nashville team, even lower than, say, Dante Fabro or Jeremy Lazan. So they did lose some of those players, but it's just too much that for them to be able to withstand the loss of, you know, Roman Josi and Philip Forsberg, who combined account for 21.3 goals above replacement just by themselves. Add Duchesne into that, losing Nino Niederreiter, and you're looking at just a massive, massive difference. In this chart here, what you can see here is how each of those components breaks down on the team. So it's pretty obvious that when you look at even strength offense and defense, they got worse, and they got a lot worse. They started on offense at the beginning of the season at plus 24.6, but now currently sit at just 2.2. And defense, also a bad story. Now, it was already bad to start the year, just sitting under -1, but now they sit at -8.1, and one of the worst teams at even strength in the entire league on defense. Now, we all know what the difference is. UC Saros is playing at an incredible level. He's second in the NHL for goaltenders in goals above replacement. He's getting very close and closing the gap between Ilya Sorokin and, you know, having surpassed Linus Ullmark. So that was a pretty big gap before, but it is rapidly closing, and UC Saros is getting there. But you want to look at special teams, because that's the one thing that I thought was very curious. Special teams weren't very good. The power play was just average. I mean, just the very definition of average, but now it sits at plus 3.5. So they improved, and the penalty kill improved too. And we've all seen that as of late. What's the reason for this? I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you what the reason is for that. But it's nice to see that. And so you can see where Nashville is getting worse almost game by game, just due to attrition. But, you know, these young players are still managing to win games. They're still in the playoff hunt, technically, now sitting still 3 points behind out of a wild card spot with just one game in hand on Calgary and Winnipeg. But UC Saros is carrying this team, and he is carrying this team entirely on his back. By the time this season is over, this might be one of the more impressive regular seasons by a Nashville goaltender in history. So, UC Saros, I don't know if this helps or not, but looking at these numbers hopefully should help convince some of the Vezina voters that yes, you absolutely deserve to be a finalist, and in my opinion deserves to win the trophy this year. And that's tonight's One Big Stat. Charlie?
The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business, and that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just like the analysis, the box score, well, there's not a whole lot, but there are things we can pull out, extract, and certainly things we can discuss. These are important shifts and important minutes for this Nashville Predators team and for these Nashville Predators players. So it is important to go and scour all of the different categories here in the box score. No, we're not going to have anything in the goals and the assists category to talk about tonight. That is unfortunate. It's always more enjoyable when those categories are filled up. But when it comes to shots on goal, Jankowski, 3, and also Sherwood, 3 in this game. They would go on to lead the Nashville Predators. Several players on the team with 2. Glass, McCarron, Novak, Sissons, Tomasino, Trennan, Fabro, Foot, McDonough, all with 2 shots on goal. So the majority of the lineup generating 2 shots on goal. The only players with the 0 shots on goal were Cole Smith and then Evangelista. No. Evangelista had 1. Asplund and Afanasyev. And the only ones with no shots on goal. When it comes to blocked shots, it was Tommy Novak with 3 leading the forwards. Also Colton Sissons with 3. And then leading the team overall was Gravel with 4. So Gravel only skates in 14.05 total time on ice in this game, but he does manage to lead the team in blocked shots. Out of the defense corps, only Barry did not have a blocked shot in this game. In the physical elements of things, in the physical category, Cole Smith absolutely dominates this game with 9 hits. That's right, 9 hits. And then it was Sherwood with 6 and Luzon with 5. That's highly impressive number, 9 hits in this game for Cole Smith. When it comes to time on ice, the time on ice leaders for the forwards, it was Jakob Trennan, 18.51 in total time on ice. Least amount of time skated by a forward was McCarron at 10.36. And when it comes to total time on ice leaders, of course, Ryan McDonough, 25.24 in Roman Josi's absence. It has been Ryan McDonough who's absolutely taken over, leading the squad and also taking over in time on ice leader for this Nashville Predators team. Josi Saros in net, 43 out of 44. Had to make 9 power play saves, 4 shorthanded saves. I'm telling you, it was a really, for taking a loss and being shut out, it was an incredibly strong performance by the starting goaltender of the Nashville Predators. 43 out of 45 in this game. That's going to do it for the box score. Got to get you all set up. We'll be back after these messages right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast. We're going to close things out. We're going to close them out strong. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonnier, captain of the Renegades of Puck. I'm also tired of the cold, tired of the dark, and tired of being landlocked. I'm also willing to bet that I'm not the only one who could use some sun, fun, and time in paradise with friends. That's exactly why I called our great friend Pete Weber. He told me, call Ships and Trips Travel, and now we're all going to Mexico. That's right, Renegades of Puck, July 15th to the 20th of 2023. Dreams Vallarta Resort in Puerto Vallarta is the destination to hang with Pete Weber in paradise. To join Pete and the Renegades of Puck in Puerto Vallarta, go to www.shipsandtripstravel.com. That's ShipsAndTripsTravel.com and just click on the ROP on vacation tab. Don't stay landlocked. Join the Renegades of Puck in Paradise, July 15th to the 20th, 2023 in Puerto Vallarta. Pete Weber, the Renegades of Puck and you. It's time to ditch those skates for flip-flops and fun in the sun. You know, these last 2 games for the Nashville Predators on this road trip in Boston against the best team in the NHL this season, and now in Pittsburgh against a team stacked at the top with legends and Hall of Famers that are fighting for their playoff life. This is incredibly important hockey for this young Nashville Predators roster, and it's gotten even younger in the last couple of games as the injuries just continue piling up for this Nashville Predators team. Every shift, every game, it is impactful, and it is significant for this Nashville Predators roster. The youth is getting great experience out there, and they are certainly thriving. In Boston, they were able to come away with the victory. In Pittsburgh, they couldn't generate the offense, but they fought, they scrapped, and they certainly battled for the majority of this game. Falling 2-0 in Pittsburgh, nothing wrong with that happening at this time of the season. Nashville Predators will learn a little bit green for the situation they found themselves in, but so many important shifts, so many important minutes. and so many important things being accomplished right now by this Nashville Predators team to start building towards the future and moving forward. It's a lot of fun to cover. It's a lot of fun to watch. And considering where the Nashville Predators team was a month ago, this is a lot more enjoyable to be thinking about covering the future and how all of these pieces and all these players are going to fit in. And let's not forget, in just a handful of games now at this NHL level, the majority of these players are going to find themselves back in Milwaukee, and they will be eligible for the AHL playoffs, and I cannot wait to see what they'll be able to accomplish at that level coming up. So incredibly important minutes down these final games of the season, some good division games coming up, some good hockey at Bridgestone Arena for the Nashville Predators. Every one of these shifts, every one of these minutes, every one of these games is incredibly important. The results, the score at the end, not so significant, but how they go about it, how to handle their business, and how each and every one of these players handles their shifts. You can't necessarily control where you are in the standings. You can't necessarily control the score at the end of the game, but you can control your attitude, you can control your enthusiasm, and you can certainly control your effort and your energy on your next shift. And that's what the Nashville Predators are watching, and that's what all of us are focusing on right now. For the Nashville Predators, the rebuild, it's well underway, and it sure is fun to watch. Really important shifts, really important minutes coming up for this team the rest of the way. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Saunier. Stick taps, love and respect. Thank you so much for watching. This has been the Renegades of Puck Podcast.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.